Good morning and welcome to a conversation which is going to take place in a number of different parts on Audioboo over the next hour. I should introduce you to the person I'm going to have a conversation with. His name is Roger. Roger, who are you for people who don't know you at all?
My name's Roger Overall. I'm a documentary photographer and I dabble in all areas of social media.
And he's sitting under two paintings here on the wall that are very dramatic and are oil. And we're the only customers in this Blackrock Castle Observatory cafe. And we're going to talk about an email or two. And we haven't actually even agreed which email it's going to be yet, Roger, as far as I can remember, have we?
No. We may even have to start off talking about the concept of sending out emails.
Yeah, that's a good, interesting topic. But the point about this is that these two men, us two in other words, are going to take an email or have been inspired by an email by another man. His name is Chris Brogan. And for those of you who have never heard about him, he lives in Boston in the United States. And he's been beavering away helping other people, in the real world and in the virtual world for a good number of years. And he sends out every week, every Sunday, I get an email which I sit down with a cup of tea or coffee and I read and I feel the better for having read it. So I think, do you do that, Roger? Do you actually, where's the last email from Chris Brogan? Where and when did you read it?
I read it on Monday morning in my office is where I read it.
And did you have tea or coffee with you at the time?
I would have had coffee with me. I would have had a big bowl of milky coffee with me.
Okay, so these emails contain content which is designed to help you with your business or with just being social in the modern world online more than anything else. Not just online, but online. And that's the context. And as Roger said, it the issue about email is important because I used to write off email. I used to say to myself, look, email, I got so bloody much of it over the years at various points in my life, right? My in-tray was jammed up with bloody emails to answer, and I felt that I had to do something with them, right? Did you ever have that experience in your life of getting too many emails?
Yes. I think everybody has that experience, but then it's a question of how you deal with it. And I'm now at a point in my life where I deal quite efficiently with emails. One of the key things that you can do with an email is delete it straight away, is do nothing with it.
Oh, absolutely. I 95% of the emails I get, nowadays, mind you, I have to admit that most of the emails that I get are notifications that so-and-so is following me or so-and-so has, you know, done something on Google Plus in relation to me or, all the social networks send notification. And I do like to have them, but I delete them in batches.
I do the same, but I do find them very useful because occasionally I'll have a notification of something that I'm glad I knew about quickly because or somebody particularly interesting has started following me.
Tell me about somebody particularly interesting who has just started following you and you got a notification. Now I'm putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot because I can't think of anybody. Well, actually, no, that's not true. Actually, no, that's an insult to everybody who started following me because you may be the most interesting, influential, powerful, wonderful...
Name names. Come on. Name names.
There we are. AJ Leon.
Is he following you?
I think he is following me on, certainly on some platforms, he is following me. So there you are, AJ Leon, who is travelling the world, and he's going to travel around the world in 180 days. Actually, he's going to travel around the world now in 100 and...
You're wrong, it's 1,080 days.
1,080 days. He's probably about 5 days into it now, isn't he?
Yes.
So he's somewhere across the United States.
Utah, he's in Utah. See, I do follow him, but he's in Utah.
Oh, he's staying there for...
And I don't know if he's becoming a Mormon. I haven't worked that out, but he's definitely in Utah.
Well, if he becomes a Mormon, he'll never get... he'll be sent on a missionary mission. Anyway, AJ Leon, Misfits Inc. is probably the best, or pursuitofeverything.com. Go and check him out. Very interesting. Get in now. He's got 1,075 days left. It'd be terrible if you got in and he'd only got 10 days left of this remarkable journey. So,
but to pick him for a second, he also uses email. He also is using email. He used email in the lead up to the launch of his new website, which launched on his birthday, as you say, about 6 days ago. Yeah. But he used email also, like Chris Brogan, in a very engaging way.
Well, the way Chris uses email and the way AJ uses email and the way somebody like Pat Flynn uses email...
I've never read a Pat Flynn email. No, I confess that. And I know you've been plugging me to read Pat Flynn emails. Go on.
And we'll come to the differences in a minute. But in essence, email still allows people to do is to send you, at your invitation, a longer message in depth, and they know it's going to reach you. They could write a blog post, which you will never, ever, ever, ever read because you might not go to their blog for a while. But if you are on their mailing list, now it depends how they're going to use the mailing list. Pat Flynn will not sell to you in his emails. Chris Brogan will. Chris Brogan is actually...
He kind of apologizes for doing it. He warns you he's going to do it. He tells you, by the way, this email is going to sell you something, or is going to attempt to sell you something. Yeah. So if you don't want to be sold to, just bin it and I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Now, I personally don't like being sold to in emails at all.
Well, neither do I.
But Chris will also on occasion not tell you. And then there will be...
No. I don't think it's on occasion. I think that at least 80% of the stuff I've had from Chris Brogan, at least 80, if not 90, are not selling me anything.
Well, I haven't had as many emails as you because I haven't been signed up as long. But the principle of sending out an email still to people means that you can digest more in-depth information than you would in a tweet... or on other social media platforms. Nobody really goes onto Google Plus, I don't think, to spend hours reading one single Google Plus post. Nobody goes onto Facebook to spend time reading a single Facebook post. In fact, if you look at Facebook posts, the majority of Facebook posts these days are photographs. We won't get into why. So there is still a place for email because it allows people to connect, like I say, at your invitation, connect with them.
I've spent an hour poring over an email because I really wanted to read it. I even made a mistake one day of mixing up Saturday and Sunday and saying, where's the Chris Brogan email? And I went around bothered on a Saturday that he'd actually, something had happened to the poor man. And then I suddenly realized, and I thought to myself, that is the ultimate accolade, isn't it, basically, when you actually are genuinely saying, where is it? Come on, now look here, come on. Where is this email that I'm expecting, you know?
Well, and that just shows, well, it reflects a couple of things. It reflects a connection in terms of almost a soulmate, but it also reflects the quality of the information that's contained in the email.
Oh God, I want to hear what is the latest stuff off the block. You know, what is this? But it's something about the fact that the previous emails have all proved, absolutely every single one, have proved useful to me in my thinking.
And that's very important because there needs to be the consistency in that. I mean, Pat Flynn makes the point that if you're going to do that, then you must make sure that every single email you send has one actionable item that somebody can execute that day and have a benefit, experience a benefit.
So it's quick return. You basically, so you will get, you know, you'll get something for the time that you put in. How long does it take to read a Pat Flynn email, as a matter of interest? How long did it take you to read the last one you read?
10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. They're not particularly long. Pat does a number of things with his emails. Some emails that he sends out will be emails with information. Have you thought of this? Here's a piece of advice. Others will be, and that's quite interesting. He's very, very big on wanting to be seen as genuine. Now, I make a distinction between being genuine and wanting to be seen as genuine. I have no doubt that he is genuine. But he really wants to stay connected with his audience that have stayed with him for... He's only really been doing this for 4 years. but his rise has been meteoric. So his emails to his followers will also be, can you help me stay on track? If you think my head is getting too big, would you please email me and tell me? If you find that I'm becoming distant, will you get in touch and tell me? I do not want, you know. So he will also, he uses his emails also as invitations to get in touch.
Well, that's what Chris Brogan does. I mean, you know, if I look at any one of them, he invites you to get a cup of coffee or tea, if you like, right, and actually sit down. So he actually does, starts it off with, you know, and I feel that to be kind of real. In some weird way, he's managed, now, it's because it is at the start of every email, I know I'm going to get an invitation to draw up a chair and have a cup of coffee. Now, Chris does it by varying the language. He has a first line in which this week it's Swahili, next week it's Urdu, the following week it's Finnish, you know. He's obviously got, you know, iTranslate or something like that to translate a short thing. But that's a good example, I think, of, you know, how some people on everybody who has a regular radio program has a signature tune. Or a signature something.
Yeah.
Chris Brogan has a signature behavior, which is that he gives you something in a language you don't understand.
And it's interesting in a way, because it's a familiar introduction. You may or you may not engage with it, because I don't believe that always works, because for some people it's kind of, yeah, great, but actually you're not sending me an email to tell me that the Afrikaans word for pencil is potlood, you know.
How good is your Afrikaans?
My Afrikaans is awful. I don't speak a word of Afrikaans. I speak Dutch, but not Afrikaans. Two different languages almost.
Well, my business partner must be able to speak Afrikaans because he's South African. I don't actually know if... Now, that's probably a big assumption,
yeah,
but I got to have that... I got to get Jonathan Arm to speak to me in Afrikaans, right? But he doesn't come from the Afrikaans community.
Yes, well, during apartheid, there was also a split on the white side of South Africa, of course, between the Afrikaners, the Dutch descendants, and the other descendants, the British descendants. They didn't like each other at all, and they still don't.
Well, they did have a war once called the Boer War, and that wasn't a bit boring.
No, I think they have three of them. Anyway, they had quite a few, and they do not like each other, and they didn't like each other then. I'm sure the British descendants will point out gleefully that apartheid is not an English word. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, says he who's half English and half Dutch. We've gone completely off track now, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done enough in this audio, right? Because, you know, we're going to do several more, right?
Jonathan Arm will be on
the
phone.
I think we'll get on. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with part two. And in part two, we'll be less general and more specific, shall we?
Yes, we'll choose a topic, a particular theme or item to discuss, and we will give our thoughts on it.
If we had loads of time, we'd actually, you know, put a message out there on Twitter saying which aspect of using emails, or Chris Brogan's emails, or Pat Flynn's emails, or AJ Leon's emails, or I want to put a plug in for Jane Boyd. She'll be having emails next, I bet you. Which aspects will we all be having? And
Jane Boyd's emails would be remarkable. You know, advice on how to have conversations. Goodness me, how to get a conversation going about you or your event or your business or what you're up to. What great emails they would be. I mean, they'd be conversations in their own right.
I don't think she should do it, you see, because I think she shows you how to hold conversations, right? The idea of telling you how to hold conversation doesn't appeal to me at all, right? I think the way to help people how to get better at conversations and how to become just better at it is just do it. I don't know, maybe that's...
There always has to be a combination of this is how you do it, now go and do it. Because just doing it, I mean, for sake of argument, if I had learnt to drive a car by just doing it, by just getting in a car myself, would have been a disaster.
Okay, look, all right, we get the message. Okay, see you later.